The basic principle of the American juvenile justice system is that children are different from adults. It follows that the justice system that deals with children should reflect these differences. When the principle was established 100 or so years ago, it provided for the individualizing of treatment and services to vulnerable children. Today, this system is under threat, as critics say it is not tough enough on juvenile offenders and it fails to rehabilitate them. Some of you may think that these criticisms are justified. After all, criminal statistics seem to point to a steadily increasing problem with young people. It's true that there has been an increase in the rates of criminal offenses by juveniles. But my concern is that the critics of the juvenile justice system are trying to dismantle it and will start to treat young offenders as adults, rather than rationally examining how to reform the system for the benefit of all citizens. Before reforms are made, an examination of the whole system needs to be undertaken. As I see it, there are three key areas of research. The first is the area of accountability. In other words, how are juveniles different from adults in their understanding of criminal behavior? How do we assess their responsibility? Secondly, we need to evaluate risk. How can we determine the chances of a given youth committing an offense, and is it possible to use this information to prevent juvenile criminal activity? Finally, we need to discover how susceptible young people are to change. Can we assess an individual's likelihood of changing his or her behavior or of responding to treatment? All these inquiries should be fully and accurately based on a thorough understanding of child and adolescent development. Experts from all relevant fields, as well as the general public, should contribute to the debate on future directions and goals. More needs to be learned about the origins, development, prevention, and treatment of juvenile crime, and that knowledge has to be spread among professionals and the community. In this way, eventual reforms of the system may truly be able to tackle the growing problem.